and Gaia.
And we will be your guides today. So we can read about the Caledonian boar and its hunt in the narrative poem Metamorphoses, wrote in the year 8 CE by Roman author Ovid. And today we will try to tell you this story in a few words. So all starts with Ananias, who was the Etolians king and who offered a sacrifice to all the divinities just to like thank them after an abundant harvest. But unfortunately, he forgot to thank Artemis, who is the Latin Diana, as we all know, and who is the hunting goddess. So she had nothing to do with agriculture, but she had a really bad temper, so she decided to take revenge, and she sent a really big and savage boar against the country of Caledon to make him devast the fields and kill the king's subjects. And that made the inhabitants really worried and frightened.
Meleager Severus begins now. He was the new son, so he gathered the many Greek heroes of the time. And there was also a woman, Atalanta, coming from Arcadia, who joined the boar hunt. She knew she was a very clever hunter because she was raised by hunters, but her presence caused a lot of discontent inside the group. The main Greek heroes didn't want Meleager accepted her. They were misogynistic and very superstitious and believed that a female presence brought bad luck during the hunt. Anyway, Meleager had no intention to change his idea and didn't want to reason, also because he had a crush on Atalanta.
So the hunt started. The dogs were unleashed and the hunters began to look around for the beast. They saw it at last while it was drinking quietly near a stream. Even though there were a lot, all of them missed the target except Atalanta, who instead hit it in the ear by an arrow. The boar went on fighting till the heroic Meleager succeeded in driving his javelin into his belly and finishing it off with a spear thrust to his arm. 3 cheers for Meleager.
Excuse me, but I think this is a male chauvinist viewpoint. Meleager succeeded, that's right, but it wouldn't have killed the boar if Atalanta had it hit him here.
Yeah, that's true, but actually Meleager recognized Atalanta's contribution when his father said this word. Meleager, my boy, what honor you have done our house. Yours is the kill, yours the trophy. Come, skin the creature, take its tusks, then bring it back to the palace, and we will feast and toast your triumph in wine. Meleager turned to face the surviving huntsmen, who even know were cupping and drinking the blood that gushed from the boar's wounds. The hidden tusks are to go to Atalanta, he declared. It was she who struck the first blow. Without her true aim, the monster would still be at large, and we would be carrying for the crows and foxes. The trophies are hers. But at the end, the story of the two didn't finish well, because Atalanta was opposed by everyone, and she decided to run away from Caledon, rejected by everyone, as her father did when she was born, because he wanted a male heir. And after she got married, but she remained unhappy for all her life long. And Meleager was opposed by everyone and killed.
So we can say Meleager was a true hero, and not only for the boar. He had the courage to tell the truth in a very difficult context, I'd say an impossible one.
We need heroes like Meleager even today. We need people who respect the others for what they think or do, no matter for what the journey is. 3 cheers for Meleager.
3 cheers for Atalanta. Women have always suffered, and they still go on suffering. We've made very few steps forward on the way of human rights, and we need to work harder and harder to fight prejudice, stereotypes, and injustice.
Excuse me, but Stephen Fry, is he the author or just a homonym? He's known as a famous actor. Among the others, he starred Oscar Wilde in Wilde, 1997. But he's also a writer, really fond of classical myths and heroes.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Why does the meaning
of the symbolic meanings can be a lot. Among the others, power and strength, characteristics that a king must have. The eternal struggle between good and evil, so the goodness that a king should have. And last but not least, the defeat of that and the illusion to be able to do that. But we can also find an artistic reason behind it. In fact, there are many sarcophagus that are the same antique shape as this, which date back to the 3rd century CE as the Henry VIII sarcophagus.